Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show is brought to you by Thomas Helbig and Bob Kershaw with the Retirement Advisory Group, retirementkey.com.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad you're with us on a Tuesday morning. Things are rather fluid at this hour. If you're just waking up to our voice this morning, we certainly appreciate you listening to 97.1 FM Talk. This is the Mark Cox Morning Show, and I'm Mark. And Kim is on vacation this morning, and Ethan is on vacation this morning. Drew is in here helping me out, and we are efforting the latest on what's going on in the Middle East. Fox News is reporting this morning that President Trump came back early from the G7 summit and is, in fact, in the Situation Room this morning as we speak, monitoring what's going on in the Middle East. What's not clear is exactly what that means. So we've got we don't know if. I mean, we know that the U.S. is providing support to the Israelis for whatever is going on. Yesterday, the president issued, of course, the ominous warning that if people are in Tehran, they should probably get out. And I don't know about you, Drew, but the thing that surprised me was there were pictures from Tehran.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Of the highways suddenly crowded with cars, I had no idea that people in Iran monitored American news sources. But when Donald Trump put that out on social media yesterday, people started trying to flee from Tehran. And the highways got gridlocked, and it was very obvious. They said there were reports of Iranian officials hiding in bunkers because they didn't know what was coming next. So we don't know exactly what's going on. If we get any live reports this morning, all we're told right now is that that Trump is gathering his National Security Council in the Situation Room. More rockets have flown into Israel overnight. A few of them have gotten through. I believe the death toll in Israel is up to 24 now. Even as Israel continues to drop bombs and strike targets inside of Iran. So that's the latest I have on it. As we continue to keep an eye on that for you and monitor exactly what's going on. So we've got that for you. Just stand by for that. If anything else comes in, I've got you covered. We got Sue Thomas coming up with your traffic here in just a couple of minutes. Shouldn't be too many problems. A little bit of fog out there this morning. It's kind of thick. There's a little bit of humidity in the air. I know it's supposed to be a lot warmer today and tomorrow before those storms hit. So not fog that really limits your visibility. It's just you could just see a little bit of lingering moisture out there in the air. So just know that when you head out the door this morning. If you've done your hair, it's probably going to get messed up. I'm just telling you, there's some humidity out there. Hey, so coming up, we've got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking to Rachel Homolock, who lives out in St. Charles County. She's a parent, and she's been pretty active in a lot of these school issues and like books that shouldn't be in school libraries. And you know, every time that happens, you get the allegation that it's some sort of people are banning books and they're trying to keep you from and that's got nothing to do with that. It's about the common sense and just checking out making sure that things are age appropriate. You know what I'm saying? So tonight there is a meeting of the St. Charles County Library Board where they are thinking of changing a policy where people could go in and challenge certain books that are on the shelf, and then those books would be reviewed. The problem is you would be challenging those books to the very people who decided to put the books on the shelf in the first place. What decision do you think those people are likely to make? Now, the left is trying to whip people into a frenzy and get them out to that board meeting tonight to try to pass that rule because they want that particular group of people to continue making that decision. But what needs to happen is that that needs to be expanded so that people from the public have input when books are when those books are challenged. And as parents and people who use the library, you have an opportunity to get in and take a look at those things. So we're going to be talking to Rachel coming up here in about an hour, about 6:22 this morning, on what's this, what the stakes are, how you can make a difference if you can show up and let your voice be heard. They've already moved the meeting to a larger space tonight so that there's room to accommodate people as they show up out there and can express their opinions on this. We got John Lamping. We'll talk about the fallout from the special session. Maybe what is there going to be another special session? That's the question. We'll get to John about 6:30. I got Todd Pyro, my friends from the Rain St. Louis West. We're trying to get you a live report from Israel, given what's going on over there. And we've also got some new information from parents defending education. And it is that school districts in the area have spent $9 million on equitable grading consultants. What is equitable? We know what the word equity means. It's not like equality. Equity means you have some skin in the game, right? They want to give you something, which in this case would be a B instead of an F, and you just get pushed through the system. So we're going to talk about that this morning in the 8 o'clock hour. Lots of great stuff to get to. Drew, right now, let's start with our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
They'd like to talk, but they should have done that before. I had 60 days, and they had 60 days, and on the 61st day, I said, we don't have a deal. They have to make a deal.
Yeah, that's President Trump. When people are questioning why Israel attacked Iran, he's like, we gave them 60 days. On the 61st day, we didn't have a deal. That's called negotiating and then following up on what you promised.
It's politics over common sense. They do not want to give Trump administration a win. They don't want to admit that we're fixing what they broke.
Tom Homan, man, they hate Tom Homan, but he's absolutely right. Why people are so critical of what's going on in L.A. and other places where they are going out and rounding up criminal, illegal aliens, and by the way, illegal aliens who are brave enough to attack police when they're trying to arrest them.
My biggest concern is that we as a society are normalizing political violence. And you see this on many points on the political spectrum.
Yeah, this is a lawmaker from Minnesota trying to blame Donald Trump and the GOP for the lawmakers in Minnesota getting shot after it was their own governor who came out and challenged Democrats and people to be more fierce and get in the face of Republicans.
They'd like to talk, but they should have done that before. I had 60 days, and they had 60 days, and on the 61st day, I said, we don't have a deal. They have to make a deal, and it's painful for both parties, but I'd say Iran is not winning this war.
Yeah, there's the president again. I wanted to play you a couple bites from him this morning. I thought that was important for you to hear from him. So we're going to talk more about this in the next segment because I'm hearing a lot of whining from Republicans this morning and conservatives. Let me back up the truck here. I'm a conservative first and a Republican second. So I am a conservative Republican. But I'm hearing a lot of complaining from a lot of people who I've had a lot of respect for over the years who are suddenly upset with Donald Trump because they believe he is getting us into a war in the Middle East. So we're gonna back up the truck here a little bit. We're going to talk about that when we get back from the break in just a minute. Drew, who do we have lined up this morning for our national anthem?
Oh, we got Aretha Franklin.
Outstanding. Let's hit it.
Can you see earthly life.
All right, welcome back. Sorry about that. Trying to keep things in order around here. And one thing I there's a lot of misinformation out floating around out there about what's going to happen. And I'm not really I'm really kind of surprised. I saw Charlie Kirk comment on this at the panic on the part of so many people I know who are conservative. Including Tucker Carlson. Tucker, get a hold of yourself, man. I'm kind of worried about the dude. I'm a Tucker fan. I've always been a Tucker fan. But he's out there warning Donald Trump that if he gets us in a shooting war in Iran, that somehow it's going to destroy his base and maybe be the end of America. Now, I'm not quite sure why Tucker thinks that, but this is what he had to say yesterday. Go to cut 15, please, Drew.
I actually really love Trump. I think he's a deeply humane, kind person. And I am saying this because I'm really afraid that my country's going to be further weakened by this. I think we're going to see the end of American empire. Obviously, other nations would like to see that, and this is a perfect way to scuttle the USS America on the shoals of Iran. But it's also going to end, I believe, Trump's presidency and effectively end it. And so that's why I'm saying that.
It's going to scuttle America. Now, first of all, I would say relax. And I know if you say that when you're in an argument with your wife, it can get you in a whole lot of trouble. But I would caution all of my conservative friends out there. Listen, I've seen this play before. You have too. on so many different issues, right? On the tariffs, on the border wall, on border security, on all of these things. When Donald Trump makes these calls and everybody freaks out, and then in the end they come back and go, oh, Trump was right. Trump is the one who has led the conservatives and the Republican Party away from never-ending wars. He's the one who has preached that we are not going to get involved in never-ending wars. What's going on in the Middle East right now is not that. If the U.S. was going to get involved in anything, it might have been this deal with Gaza. We are, however, committed to the protection of Israel. And I'm also disappointed at the number of conservatives, and I'm using air quotes here, who are suddenly, Candace Owens is a good example of it. They have suddenly lost their collective minds and are anti-Israel all of a sudden. Have you had a stroke? What's wrong with you? These are God's chosen people in the Middle East, surrounded by crazed lunatics who want to wipe them off the face of the earth. Now, I would ask you, if you walked around every day and didn't know when you turned a street corner, if there was going to be somebody waiting there with a gun to kill you or a suicide vest on to blow themselves up, you too might get a little bit defensive. Do you blame Israel for being defensive? Do you not remember what happened on October 7th? And all of that, I'll remind you, took place because of the greatest sponsor of terrorism the world has ever known. Do you know who that is? That's Iran. Iran is a state sponsor of terrorism, and it's their funding, probably provided by the Obama administration, ultimately, that gave the money to Hamas to be able to carry out that attack. And yet we're still having the insane argument that Israel doesn't have a right to protect itself or to keep its biggest arch enemy on the planet right now, Iran, from getting their hands on a nuclear weapon, which they wouldn't hesitate if they could put it on top of a rocket to send it into Jerusalem as we speak. And we warned them. We gave them 60 days to negotiate. On the 61st day, I'm sure Donald Trump said to Netanyahu, I don't blame you for not waiting anymore. That's not the U.S. getting into a war that's going to end America, as Tucker Carlson says it. We've seen this show before. Donald Trump will be fine, and America will be fine. Do not panic. All is well. Do not let your hearts be... All right, we are efforting Ryan Schmelz here from Fox News Radio this morning in the place of what would be Kim on a Whim, but Kim is out, and so is Scott Jagow. So I reached out to Ryan Schmelz, who can talk a little bit more about the president being called back. Well, not called back. I guess he decided to leave the G7 summit and come back to Washington, D.C. to try to get this situation worked out here. I did hear some interesting comments from Pete Hegseth on what's going on. And, you know, good for Jesse Waters. Got him on the air last night and said, you know, people are freaking out. We're about to get into a war. And what's going on over here? And why is everybody sending all these assets to the Middle East? And, well, I mean, like I said a few minutes ago, Israel is our ally. They're getting the you-know-what bombed out of them right now. Any assistance we can give them would be fantastic. And in the meantime, here was his response to Waters.
Of course. The president's, as he said today, his position has not changed. What you're watching...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm sorry. I'm not quite sure why my sound went away there. Can you pop that back up for me, Drew?
Of course. The president's, as he said today, his position has not changed. What you're watching in real time is peace through strength and America first. Our job is to be strong. We are postured defensively in the region to be strong. In pursuit of a peace deal. And we certainly hope that's what happens here. And America first means we're going to defend American personnel and American interests. So when you see jets and you see air defense assets and counter UAS assets, that's because my job as the Secretary of Defense is to ensure that our people are safe and that we're strong so that we can set the conditions for a deal. And President Trump's made it clear it's on the table. The question is whether Iran will take it. All right. So the deal.
That's true. They're trying to get Iran back to the negotiating table. That's the bottom line. And I don't know that they're going to have any choice but to come back to the negotiating table. Looking at the scenes in downtown Tehran, Duru, did you see the video yesterday of the Iranian state broadcaster? She's got her hijab on or whatever, and she's reading the news, and all of a sudden the lights go dark in the studio and stuff starts falling from the ceiling, and she gets up and runs off the set. Well, that's state news media, right? And they spew the line of the mullahs over there. And Israel had already put out a warning. If you live in this neighborhood, you might want to seek shelter. And sure enough, they bombed the hell out of that TV station.
I think she came back later, too, right?
What's that?
I think she came back.
Did she get back on? I'm surprised they were able to recover from it. You would think that they would just target the broadcast tower and the transmitter and all that stuff just to knock that nonsense off the air, because they're only saying what the mullahs want them to say there. But I don't know. That's kind of how it's going. But Hegseth went on to say, because waters kept falling up. So what does that mean? What are U.S. assets about to get involved in the Middle East? Listen,
what it looks like right now is we're vigilant, we're prepared, and we've messaged consistently from the beginning that we're in the region to defend our people and our assets. And Israel took an action out of self-defense. We believe that Iran, as President has said from the beginning, should not have a nuclear weapon. That position hasn't changed. They can give it up peacefully. That position hasn't changed. And as a result, right now, we've got assets in the region and we're going to defend them. And we're going to be strong in the process. So people are reading into a lot of aspects right now. We're strong. We're prepared. We're defensive. And President Trump hopes there can be peace.
Yeah. Did you hear how many times the word defensive was used there? Remember when the Houthis were sending all of those drones and attacking ships in the Gulf there outside of Israel? It was often U.S. warships that were able to intercept those. You can be in a defensive stance, as Hegseth has said, supporting your ally in the region without flying sorties into Iran. It's a show of force that Iran needs to see. They need to understand what's waiting for them just on the other side of Israel if they don't back off and make a deal. And you have to have, I loved what Hegseth said there. What you're watching is peace through strength. If you're not willing to project your strength, it's impossible to achieve peace sometimes. This was the lesson of Ronald Reagan. We know that, right? That was the lesson of Ronald Reagan. Right now, we have an opportunity to bring Iran to its knees. And if we lose this moment and we strike some weak deal with them that lets them to start charging up these reactors, you know what they're going to do. They're going to try to enrich uranium to make more bombs because they're insane. The leaders are insane, not the people. I've got a really good friend. Well, I mean, I haven't been in touch with him in a few years, but I worked with him, with a gentleman who was in the United States training with the Iranian Navy or military when the Shah was deposed back in 1979. And that's when these crazies took over. Remember when they stormed the U.S. Embassy and kept Rocky Sickman and the other American hostages there until Ronald Reagan was about to be sworn into office? And they knew what was going to happen when Reagan became president of the United States. And he made the very wise decision to apply for asylum in the United States because he didn't want to go back and live under those crazies in Iran. And I remember having long conversations with him about some of the great people and who he had to leave behind. Now, he ended up marrying a woman here in America. They had children. I think one of his sons ran for Congress, if I remember correctly. And, I mean, he's achieved the American dream. He has achieved the American dream. He's just a fantastic guy. Funny story, Drew. I remember when, because Drew comes in. Drew's got this great beard. I don't know if you're watching on the socials. Appreciate this that. Morning. Drew's got this great beard. But my friend, I worked with him in Dayton, Ohio, in television news, and he was Iranian, right? So I worked with him in the late 80s when Reagan was coming through Ohio on a train on his way to Washington, and it was a whistle stop tour. And my friend Ali was working at the TV station, and he had a full beard. I mean, he looked like anything, any stereotype you could have of an Iranian terrorist. He kind of looked like that, right? So he's working for a local TV station, and he blended in with the national media as they walked up to the back of the train because he always wanted to get the best shot. He was driven. He was a great photographer, won photographer of the year many times in the state of Ohio. And he walked up to the back of this train, and all of the other members of the media suddenly realized they didn't recognize him, and they told the Secret Service, and the Secret Service tackled him on the railroad tracks, afraid that he was a terrorist because of all the problems we were having with Iran at the time. The point of my story is our problems with Iran go back many, 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 many years, 40, 50 years now. that we've been having these problems with the people that are now in power in Iran, and there's an opportunity to get them out, it looks like. All right, you're pointing at the phone. Is that Ryan Schmelz? Ryan, are you there?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Doing all right. We're having some phone problems this morning, my friend, and I want to apologize for that. I really do. So the story you're covering this morning is kind of what I've been talking about here, the president being coming back early from the G7. Is it? I saw Fox reporting this morning that he's been in the Situation Room.
That's what it appears. Now, he has not confirmed that just yet. He actually just arrived literally like probably a little less than an hour ago. He was asked, you know, why are you coming back, sir? And this is when it's hard to be a journalist, right? Because, you know, it's pretty obvious why he's coming back, but we can't officially report that until he says it. And he was like, well, I'm back here for obvious reasons. But didn't blatantly say it's because of the situation with Iran and Israel. But, you know, I think we've all got sources telling us that's the reason why he's back. But yes, I mean, this is an ongoing situation. It hasn't really gotten any better. And the bombings on both sides have continued to happen. And it's just become a serious situation where hundreds are now dead on both sides. And you know, the escalation is clearly a concern.
I heard Pete Hegseth, the defense secretary, saying that it's a defensive stance on the part of the U.S. Yeah. He said that repeatedly in his interview with Jesse Waters last night.
And I think he's trying to make it clear that the United States is not planning to participate in any attacks on Iran, but they are planning to participate possibly in the defense of Israel. And there's been, you know, evidence to show that the United States has at least helped, you know, shoot down some of the missiles that have come into or have targeted certain regions in Israel. So I think the Trump administration is trying to make that clear that they're not planning to get involved. They do not want to get involved. This is Israel's conflict, not the United States, but Israel is still a key ally, and President Trump has made it very clear over and over again that the United States needs to do whatever it takes to make sure that Iran does not have a nuclear weapon. But it's a delicate balancing act, right? You know, you want to prevent Iran from having a nuclear weapon, you want to protect Israel, but you don't want to do anything that would be considered an act of war. So it's a delicate situation.
So Ryan Schmelz here from Fox News Radio. You don't have any specific reporting on the type of assets that we have moved to that region, right?
I might be able to wing it up somewhere, but in terms of an updated number of specifics, I know we have. I believe we sent a couple of Navy destroyers or Navy warships kind of into the region and to do kind of what Pete Hegseth has said, which is to be in a defensive position, but. The specifics, like hard line specifics, I don't have that in front of me.
I got it. All right. Ryan, thanks for hanging in there, my friend. I'm sorry it took us a while to get to you. Thank you.
Hey, no problem, Mark. Anytime. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk again soon. Ryan Schmelz there in New York. I called into our guest line this morning, and it says, this line is not in service. I'm like, what's going on? What in the world is happening here this morning? Everything's weird. It's hot in the studio. Everybody's missing. Everybody's on vacation. Left Drew and I here all alone. We're trying to figure all this out. Daniel's out there trying to work the phones, and they're not working. So it feels like a Monday. It doesn't feel like a Tuesday. What in the world is happening? All right. Again, we're going to get to a quick break. Ran over a little bit right there. We'll be right back. All right. I know we've been focusing a lot on what's going on in Iran at this hour, but I mean, I think it's important that we talk about these things because it's sort of what's breaking in the world right now. I got you a live report from Ryan Schmelz. He's following what's going on there in D.C. Sometimes when you're wondering what Donald Trump is thinking, the best thing to do is just to go on his Truth Social and see what he's posting here. 1 hour ago, he posted this. I have not reached out to Iran for, quote, peace talks, end quote, in any way, shape, or form. That is just more highly fabricated fake news. And that's all in caps, by the way. Highly fabricated fake news. This is how he types. If they want to talk, they know how to reach me. They should have taken the deal that was on the table, would have saved a lot of lives. That's what Donald Trump texted out just about an hour ago. Now, 5 hours ago, he blasted Emmanuel Macron, who went to the media and said Donald Trump has to leave to go back to D.C. and work on a ceasefire. Here's what the president said about that. Publicity-seeking President Emmanuel Macron of France mistakenly said I left the G7 summit in Canada to go back to D.C. to work on a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. Wrong. He has no idea why I am now on my way to Washington, but it certainly has nothing to do with a ceasefire. Much bigger than that. Whether purposely or not, Emmanuel always gets it wrong. Stay tuned. So you're more likely to find out what's going on sometimes from Truth Social posts than because they're coming directly from the president in many cases. You can tell because of the way he types. Like if he had a third person doing this for him, half the sentences wouldn't be in caps. And I mean, you can almost hear his speech pattern in the way he types these out. And so that's what he's saying about it this morning, just so you know. All right. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk to Rachel Homolak. She's a local parent. We're talking about what's going on in St. Charles County with the library board out there. They're considering a policy that would allow parents to challenge books that they think are not age appropriate in certain areas of the library. But the challenge currently would go to a board made up of the people who originally decided to put the books on the shelf to begin with. Not very fair. And there's a push to change that policy so that it expands that board. There's a meeting tonight where we're trying to drive people who care about this to go to this meeting and speak out. And we'll talk to Rachel about this coming up at about 6:22. My friend John Lamping at about 6:37 on the possibility of another special session. It just gives me a headache. I know people probably their eyes glass over when you talk about the legislature these days. Do you feel that way, Drew? Your eyes are glassing over with me talking about it right now. See, you see my point?
Yeah.
No, we've come to expect low expectations. We live in an environment of low expectations when it comes to our legislature. We do. Like we kicked off this session. Remember we were live down there. Carl and I went down there and broadcast live from the Capitol building. Big plans. We're gonna address the income tax. We're gonna make Missouri a no income tax state. We may talk about reducing personal property tax, which is a curse on the buried bones. Whoever came up with that idea to begin with. We're gonna do all these big things. Big plans. And then the session ends, and yeah, we got the St. Louis Police Department back to state control. But not a lot else happened. I mean, honestly, folks. So here we go again. We'll talk to John about that at 6:37. And, of course, Todd Pyro just a little bit later in the day. We'll see what we can do there. We're going to take you live to the Middle East as well and figure out what's going on, either at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. They're about 7:47. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.